Hey y'all, what's up? Thank you for tuning in. This is your girl, Gigi. Excuse me. Today is going to be, I don't know where to start, but basically, I want to talk about dealing with toxic relationships. Myself, I was in a toxic, I'm gonna say partnership, because I ain't gonna say a relationship, because you really want a relationship for real, to be honest with you. I ain't gonna really say it's a partnership. I was just saying like a toxic, I'm gonna just say toxic relationship. I was, you know, talking to this guy, and he's actually my neighbor. One day he see me walking my dog, and he came outside and, you know, asked me, you know, was it a boy or a girl? And I told him it was a boy, and he said that he has a dog himself, and how he was trying to find somebody to breed with his girl dog. And I'm like, well, unfortunately, my dog don't have any testicles, because due to the stupid ass shelter, they're gonna cut the dog nuts off. And I think that I'm gonna talk about that later. So you know, I just chit chat with him, and all right, see you later. I'm like, all right, and I leave. You know, he's like, all right, okay, and I left. And then it's like, as the days go by, he will always come outside and try to like talk to me and try to start a conversation with me every time he see me walk my dog and take my dog outside. And so we just start talking, and you know, I had got his number and he had mine, and you know. And I told him, I said, okay, man, I got your number, I'm going to lock you in or whatever. So I guess he thought that by me saying that I was going to lock his number in, I guess he thought that, like, as in, we're going to be together type stuff. And it was never like that. I was actually just saying, hey, now that I got your number, I'm locking your number in. But anyway, he misinterpreted what I said. So as the days and months go by, he started, you know, try to text me and talk to me, and I will always, like, you know, not really respond to him as much, because I'm like, I don't want to move too fast, because I really wasn't trying to like deal with no one where I'm at. But you know, it just happened, and next thing you know, we started dating, we started seeing each other, and then we just, you know, started like actually, well, we end up having sex. And, yes, we use protection, but when we had sex or whatever, he just was really, like going in, and I'm like, wow. Kind of found out he had just got out of prison, and then on top of that, like, you know, when we had sex the second time, he came out his mouth, and he said these exact words. He was like, I want to have your baby, and I was looking at him like, you mean you want me to have your baby? And I'm like, and I was just looking at him like he was crazy, because I'm like, bro, we just started like talking, and I think you were moving a little too damn fast. Because why would you all of a sudden just say you want to get me pregnant? I'm like, you don't even know if I'm ready to have kids. So, you know, I just was looking at him like he was crazy, and I'm like, okay, you a little weird, because you talking about getting me pregnant, and we just start like actually having sex and stuff like that. So he started out okay, but then it's like as the months go, come fast, his attitude, his demeanor started changing. I noticed that he would say a lot of slick shit out of his mouth, and I had actually like broke up with him so many times. Like, it don't make no sense. Like, I broke up with this man multiple times, and it seemed like every time when I broke up with him, he would always try to find a way to come back. Like, he even made up a lie, say that somebody tried to break in my house, and that was a damn lie. Because if somebody was trying to come in here, my dog would have barked and made noise. So I'm like, whatever. And, you know, he really was trying to, like, actually, like, move in. And he was actually moving too fast, because I guess he was trying to get out his mama house. Because of his mama, he didn't like her rules. So every time he would get into with his mama, he would come over here and tell me how she didn't want to buy him beer and cigarettes and stuff like that. So I told him, like, look, whatever go on between you and your mom at your house, can you like please leave that over there with y'all, because I don't want that energy over here. And I noticed that every time he come over here, it was just something weird about him. Like, his energy was very weird, and it was throwing me off and stuff like that. And I just was kind of like, it made me feel uncomfortable. So that's why I really started like ducking him and stuff like that. And that's like, he just kept coming back. But eventually, when I told him that I was done with him, he didn't know how to take no for an answer. So he just started acting crazy. So one day, I had ordered something from DoorDash, and the man had actually put my food on the porch to make sure that I was there. And he actually walked past my house, and then he stopped to try to be nosy to see if I was in the house. So when I opened the door, I seen him. So what I did was I opened the door, and I hurry up and grab my food, and I shut and I locked my door. So by the time he came on my door, my porch, my door, and my door was shut, and my locks was on my door. So he started kicking my door in, like, repeatedly. And he was kicking my door so hard that he started breaking the door off the hinges. So I did what I knew what was best for me to do. And I went and grabbed my weapon, and I had cocked it back, and I had one in the chamber. And when he heard me cock it back, that's when he hurried up and got off my porch, and he said this: "Well, you ain't gonna call the police anyway." So in his mind, he thought that I'm a felon, but I'm not a felon at all, so I can carry. So, he actually tried to break in, and the police was called. The police came over here. They seen what happened. So he had ducked off for a few days, and then he just started coming back, looking around, trying to see what my door looked like and all that. And he actually came on my porch and was like, "You know, I don't care nothing about your door. I'll kick it in again," and just kept making little threats and stuff like that. And I got tired of it, so I had went away and got a protective order, and it only lasted for like 3 days. And then I went Monday and I put I asked for another protective order, and that lasts all the way up to the court date. Yeah, so then he tried to actually climb through my window. So he knew that he couldn't climb through none of my windows. He kind of gave up with trying to get in here. And, he even said his mama ugly ass over here talking about something. Well, he said he got food. He ain't got nothing over here. He ain't even got no job. So why is you over here asking me or telling my dude he got stuff over here? You know your son don't got shit over here. He don't have nothing over here. He lied to you about the food. His cologne, I said I put all his stuff on the back porch. He took the shit and he threw it all in the backyard, all in the street, all in the trash. So don't do that. So she left. So he called my phone and was like, "Well, my mama said, you said if I come over again, you gonna F me up." Yes, I said that to his mom. I told his mom, I said, "If he come on my property again trying to break inside my house, yes, I will fuck him up." And I said it. Just like that. I'm not playing. This man tried to break in my house. He kicked in my door in front of a person. What makes you think she's fucking slow? Like, you really thought that I'm going to sit here and let your son break in my house and not do nothing about it? Bitch, you lost your mind too. So she told me, "What the police going to do to my son?" I don't fucking know, bitch, because I'm not telling you. Because I really don't know what the fuck they going to do. So I can't really say shit anyway, even if I knew, you dumb bitch. She's so fucking stupid because she made him feel like he can just do what he want to do, because every time he throw a hissy fit, she fucking does what he wants. No, you need to make your son understand that it's not about him getting his way. He is fucking 37 years old. Then on top of that, y'all, he's a fucking sex offender. I cannot see myself being in a house with a man that I'm married to or dating or whatever the fuck. He's a sex offender. No, that's not gonna look right on my behalf either, because they're gonna be looking at me like, "Bitch, you dealing with a nigga that's fucking little girls? Are you fucking sick, bitch?" I ain't got time for that shit. I was just so fucking disgusted. And he is very toxic, like, and I understand why he act like that, because the way his mom did him when he was a child or whatever. But I feel like this, whatever little problems that you have with your mama, you don't have the right to take it out on nobody. And that's what caused a lot of people to be toxic, because of their mom and daddy issues. And that's a known fact. Statistics always say that basically the reason why a young girl end up sleeping with multiple men, or being half naked on social media, or dancing in exotic gentlemen clubs, is because of daddy issues. So we're going to say the same thing about men. 9 out of 10, the reason why men act like the way they act is because of their mommy and daddy issues. That's why a lot of men think it's cool to beat on women, because they seen their daddy do it. So, which, by that being said, he used to see his dad get drunk and act crazy on his mama, so that's why he think he can do that to me. I'm not dealing with that shit. And then, on top of that, me and him supposed to been dating. He slips up and said, "Well, my girlfriend said she don't want me coming over there because she don't want me to get beat up or anything like that." So I'm like, so the whole time, man, you dating, you got him, you and they don't tell her he was cheating on me. So I'm like, whatever. She can have you. Y'all can be together. Leave me the hell alone. I don't care. So then he kept calling me. This is the crazy shit. Okay. Now, he said he got a girlfriend, but he kept fucking calling my phone because I blocked his number. So I'm like, what the fuck you want, bro? I said, you got a girlfriend. Stop calling me. Stop trying to, get in contact with me, right? So he just kept on calling me. And matter of fact, he actually kept on calling me even when I had the protective order out on him. Like, he just kept on fucking calling me. So later that night, he had called me like, 1, 2, something in the morning. And this was at the time when he was trying to climb through my window. So he was like, I said, hello, what the hell you want? He was like, I was only calling you back because I seen you call me. First of all, bitch, I didn't even call you. So don't fucking lie on me like that. So then he was like, just talking to our friend like everything fucking cool and shit. And I'm like, well, whatever. He was like, I was like, what you want? I said, you need to go in with your girlfriend. He told me something. I'm about to come over there. No, you're not coming over here. You're not. Because you're not my boyfriend. You're not my man. You have a girlfriend, so you see. And you kicked in my door. There's no reason for you to come over here. But when he seen that I had people over here, he was scared to come over here. Like, y'all should have seen him. He was on his bike pedal like he was in an Olympic biking race. He hauled ass. So I noticed one thing about him. When it come to him standing up to me and he runs and hide like a little bitch. But when it come to like innocent little girls that's like 13, 14, and me, myself, he feel like he can just intimidate and scare women because of his size. I don't give a damn. I will beat the shit out of you. If you can get beat up or you can get blowed in your ass, take your pick. But yes, that is my toxic situation that I have been through for these last couple of months. And I advise you guys, if you get early signs of somebody's being toxic, don't wait until they actually kick in your door or destroy anything that you have right then and there. Just go ahead and just cut it short and just, change your number. Just not talk to them and nothing. Do not let them know where you stay at. The only worst thing about this situation is he lives like a house down from me. So it's like he always watching what I'm doing. But yes, I just want to let y'all know, like, yeah, this is crazy. Do not take no type of toxic mental, physical, verbal, mental abuse from nobody at all. This shit is not cute. And a lot of people fail to realize that they are dealing with a toxic person until it's too late. And also, like, the police, they need to do a better job on, dealing with cases like this, because a lot of people have lost their lives or end up going to jail because they failed to protect them, so they didn't have no choice but to defend themselves. So yes, like I said, the police need to do a better job on protecting the citizens. Now, back to what I was saying about these damn animal shelters neutering these dogs and cats. I want to boycott them cutting off dogs' private parts, which is their testicles, the ovaries and all that, because y'all actually like stopping animals from producing because of y'all stupid ass made up rules and stuff like that. Like, no, stop cutting the dog nuts off. Stop cutting the female animals' ovaries out. Just stop it. I want to boycott that shit. So if anybody with me on that, we should do that, because it's also animal cruelty at the same time. If they think it's not animal cruelty, y'all actually drugging the dog or the animal and cat, and y'all torturing them, putting them to sleep for y'all to cut what God created in them, which is to have babies. Stop doing it. So I'm definitely with that. So if anybody with me on boycotting that situation, I'm gonna do another segment on that as well, and I'm gonna just make a petition to stop that from happening to the animals. That's all I want to say for today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl Gemini Grimes, and I have more segments to come. Hope y'all have a happy, safe Thursday, and enjoy the rest of your day. Peace.